I bring greetings from my home church and the Bendon SDA Church and my pastor and my elders. They are quite sad that I had to leave for so long, but they are here with me in the spirit. I come to you bringing some of my Jamaican flavor and energy. So I must apologize in advance because we Jamaicans speak very loudly. We're usually very animated. We give lots of jokes and we expect you to respond. And if you don't, we're going to ask you to respond. So just be prepared that you're going to be moving around, talking a lot, and having lots of fun in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So I must thank Pastor Johnson and his team for the invitation to be here. The invitation, when it came, it was very easy to say yes because it was already in the spirit realm. I'm not here by accident. 3 years ago, as I told Pastor, I sat down and I spoke to the Lord and I told him, you know, what I wanted for my career, and I got confirmation that's where he wanted me to go. I'd spent, even though I'm young, 20 plus years in practice of medicine, sitting in an office, and I wanted to reach a larger audience in far places. And when the call came to be here, it was an easy yes because I knew that's what God wanted me to do. And right after you called, USA called, so I'm going to New Jersey. Then right after that, they called me from Cayman. So I said, let's all do this in 1 month. I took a month off to just spread the love of God and spread the message of health. I believe it's a very important message for the last days. Adventists must lead in the charge of bringing people back to Eden, back to nature. And this will be the main tool that will bring people to Christ. That's my firm belief. And so I am somewhat of a health evangelist now, not just a medical doctor. And that will be what I'll be doing for the next 20 years. And next time in UK, my wife hopefully will be with me. Because she is, in fact, a great help with me on this journey I'm on. I have 12 presentations for you. It's from a series of 21 presentations that I'll be condensing. And so we're going to be moving pretty fast. A lot is to be shared. So you need to pay attention, be alert. Now, why do we get sick is the title of this first presentation. And it's two presentations condensed into one. So again, there's a lot to be shared today. But don't worry, you're going to have the ability to get most of what's on the screen in digital format. So you don't need to write. You don't need to be trying to remember. Just focus and pay attention. We're going to have a feast today. Now, if you're here now and you're planning not to come back this evening, you want to change those plans. What did I say? You must be here this evening because that presentation is more important than this one. You don't believe me? This evening we'll be talking about gut health. And it was Hippocrates, the father of medicine, who said all diseases begin in the gut. And if you fix your gut, you fix most of your health problems. So if you're sick, or if you're planning not to get sick, you want to be here this afternoon at 5. You can't miss this evening. And if perhaps you know somebody who is missing today, make sure they're here this evening. Amen? All right. Now, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to look at those three major headings: causes of disease, how they develop in your perfect body that God made for you, and how to fix the body so you can enjoy the abundant life that Jesus promised. So in all our presentations, we will help you to understand those three main important things. As you've heard, I am trained in conventional medicine. So I am a regular doctor who prescribes medication and do surgical procedures, and I'm familiar with the latest technology and tests, so we'll bring that to bear here. I'm also a functional medicine doctor who brings my training in diet and lifestyle and herbs and supplements and exercise as it is used to heal your body. And of course, I am a medical missionary trained by the Seventh-day Adventist Church to use the 8 laws of health to not just prevent, but to reverse chronic illnesses that many of us are suffering from. So all 3 of those disciplines will be brought together in this series to benefit old and young. So everybody needs to be here. Everybody needs to pay attention. As I said, today is going to be a rather long presentation, but I was told I only have an hour. So how do you fit a long presentation in a short time? Talk fast. So that's what we're going to do today. So why are you sick? This is an important question. And most times we ask the question, what is wrong with me? If you go to your doctor, he would assess you and try to give you a diagnosis. And with that diagnosis, usually comes a prescribed set of instructions, maybe medication or surgery or something else. But very few doctors and very few patients take the time to find out, why am I sick? What went wrong? When we begin to ask those questions, a number of things become obvious. And for the next 15 days, we're going to ask and answer these questions every single day. Now I have a big announcement. And for this one, you want to pay keen attention. Over the past year, I have been doing something quite amazing online. I launched what I call the 14-day flat belly challenge about a year ago, and some of your members have been a part of this challenge. To date, over 7,000 persons from 20 countries have participated, and the results have been amazing. I've seen in 2 weeks people losing as much as 20 pounds, 6 inches off their waist. Blood pressures go down, blood sugars go down, energy levels go up. This is a program I do online, and I'm very excited about. And guess what? The Flat Belly Challenge comes to Watford Town today. Amen. And you're going to sign up for free. Amen? So, do you want a flat belly? Do you want energy? Do you want beautiful skin? Yes? Yes? Do you want to sleep well? Yes? Do you want to know how to take care of yourself? For the next 14 days, starting tomorrow, I'm inviting you to join the Flat Belly Challenge, where I will coach you every single day. Apart from presenting, you'll be seeing me on your phone screen, talking to you, coaching you, teaching you how to cook, how to make your different meals, to bring you from where you are to where you want to be. And 14 days may sound short, but guess what? I've done it over and over and over again, so I know 14 days is not too short to make a huge difference. So, your health ministry's director is already in the group that I'm going to use. Yes? So, Ruth is in the group, and I want to thank Ruth for being such an awesome host. I have been feeling like the King of England since I've been here. Yes. I've been taken care of, picked up at the airport by Elder Richard. Ruth has been making sure that I have everything I need, and I'm so comfortable. Arrangements have been made for me beyond my expectations. So thank you to everybody. I'm feeling at home. Amen. All right. So I'm ready to go. So Ruth is going to tell you later on how you can join. It's a WhatsApp group. So you give her your number. I should give you the link in the church's group. You click the link and you're in the group. And we start tomorrow. And all of you and your friends need to join. All right, Ruth, so there are about 900 people in the group already. Some of them are going to actually be taken out to make space for you. So we got a lot of people waiting to start tomorrow. But you will not be refused. Once you're from Watford, you're automatically guaranteed a space. No. Our time is running, so let's move on. We're going to stand, and we're going to repeat this pledge on the screen because I believe words are powerful. Amen? And words like these from the Bible, repeated with intentionality, can create amazing results. So let us all stand. Yes? You're not going to sit all day. And me alone stand, not going to work. No? All right. Let's go. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I was bought with a price. My body is a temple of God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, speak through me to your people. Use me today, Lord, to bless somebody in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated, everybody. So I have a question that you will ponder on for the rest of the presentation. And at the end, I'll give you the answer if you don't know. Can stress kill you? Yes or no? Oh, you already know the answer? All right. Awesome. You're right. Now, I want to thank Imani for reading so well, or scripture reading. And it is the starting point for our sermon today. It basically says to us that anything bad that happens in your body, i.e. a disease, has a reason or a cause. Disease don't happen by accident. To people who are just going about their business, there is a cause or a reason for everything that happens to you. So let's start there. So often in medicine, as I alluded to earlier, we treat symptoms of diseases rather than root cause. So on screen, one of my favorite pictures, you see a faucet that's overflowing. And there are two persons. And maybe you can't see, but they're in white coats with stethoscopes and they're mopping up the floor with the sink still overflowing. You would think that it's common sense to first turn off the faucet and then proceed to mop the floor up. You may even leave the floor alone for a few days and it may dry itself up. But if you have the faucet running, you will be mopping forever. And so much of what we do in medicine today is about mopping up the floor without turning off the faucet. We take medications, something that we're doing wrong, so we take medications for 20, 30, 40 years, not realizing that there's something that you can do to turn the faucet off. That's what you're going to learn today. It may be unpleasant to hear. You may like that faucet running. You've gotten used to it. You don't really want to think that that's what's causing the problem. But I hope you're open-minded enough to understand that if you try something new, you may see new results. All right. Can't see the screen from here, but that book that's been given out for free has some amazing quotes from an amazing writer that has helped to guide me and craft my career over these 20-odd years. And Ellen White says, disease never comes without a cause. The way is prepared and disease invited by disregard of the laws of health. And we know them. It is your duty to ascertain what are and what are not violations of the laws of health. You should avoid the wrong habits and by correct living, place yourself in better what? That's from Ellen White. That is the basis of functional medicine. That's what I learned. I went to functional medicine school in the USA over a three-year span. When I'm finished, I said, but all of this I learned, I knew already from the basic training in the Ministry of Healing, Councils of Diet and Health, and in my medical missionary training. So you all have been exposed to much of what I'm going to say. But do you believe it? Have you been practicing it? We're going to do that over the next few days. Now I have a story for you. We Jamaicans love to tell stories. You know that, right? Who in here is from Jamaica? Let me see your hands. Jamaicans, all right? All right, big up on yourself. I'm not going to leave you and not chat some pato, right? You know that, right? All right, big up on yourself, mean, you know, I'm happy to see you. All right, so maybe 7 years ago, I was in my practice in Old Harbor, and a gentleman walked in with his son. Not his real son on screen, of course, just a picture I got from the internet. So both of them were Rastafarians, and the young man looked quite thin, and he was being assisted by his dad to walk into the office because he appeared very weak and lethargic. And he said, Doc, I'm here for you to help my son. I've been everywhere. I've been to the Spanish Town Hospital. I've been to KPH. I've been to UWE. I've been to every doctor around, and somebody said I should come to you because maybe you can help my son. I've gotten no help for the last 3 years, and he's just getting sicker and sicker. I sat with father and son, and I spoke to them for about half an hour, trying to ascertain what made this young man so weak and unable to walk. After half an hour, I was clueless. Because they seemed to have done every test, and they checked every box, and I couldn't figure out what made him sick. I was thinking maybe someone had obeyed him. All right, we got some real Jamaicans. Them know about women, man. Real Jamaicans in the house. So I did the next best thing. So I said, excuse me a second, sir, and I went into the bathroom that was adjoining my office. And I went in there to pray because I said, God, these people have been everywhere and they come to me for help and I have no clue how to help them. And I prayed for God to give me an answer. And you know, a voice said to me, you know, don't you see his Rastafarian? Ask him about his diet. Check and see what he's been eating. And so I went back in there and said, Daddy, you know, tell me about your son's diet. Daddy says, my son's diet is perfect. He's never eaten anything that have scale, hair, have teeth, or fur from him born. Strict vegetarian, ital food. Yeah, man. So I said, okay. So does he take supplements? He said, Doc, Babylon thing that. We not take pill. So I said, okay. So in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, maybe this young man has some B12 deficiency. So I said, Dad, I'm going to send him for a B12 test, vitamin B12. And Dad says, Doc, him do that already, and it was normal. So I said, I'm going to do it again. So I coaxed him, and I convinced him to allow his son to do a blood test for B12. So he did the test. A week later, came back. Can you believe the test came back normal? And so in my mind, I'm speaking to God. I'm saying, God, come on, you showed me this. And I was confident this would be the answer. And I didn't tell Daddy the test was normal. I said, Daddy, and the Spirit said to me, is B12 deficiency you have? I got the confirmation. So I said, Daddy, we're going to give him an injection. In my mind, B12. And Daddy said, no, Doc. We not take injection. Babylon thing that. You know, in Jamaica, when they say Babylon thing, it means it's something of the devil. You know? So it was another convincing 5 minutes of coaxing and convince him to allow me to give him the B12, and I had to tell him how it was made and what it's made from and all of these things. And he agreed to take the injection despite the blood test being normal. I was convinced that this was the way to proceed, and I gave him the injection. And can you believe, 2 weeks later, the young man came back to the office walking by himself. And a month later, he was perfect. And I say that story to tell you that everything that happens to you has a cause. And that young man may have been on medication to strengthen his nerves, to do whatever they may have been doing, but nothing would have worked unless you corrected the underlying cause for the problem. And that's what we're going to do in the next 2 weeks. Why are we sick? We're going to look at these things quickly today. We're going to do a brief overview. And over the next few days, we'll go in depth into each one. At the end, I have a very important set of information to give to you. So among the leading causes of ill health are infections. You all know about infections, and you usually are familiar with the term virus, bacteria, and fungus or fungi. And these slides you'll get in your handout in the group. So to get the handout, you need to join the 14-day flat belly challenge. That is the little catch. Yeah, that is the catch. So once you join the challenge, this will be posted in there in PDF format. All the important slides. So in trying to treat and prevent viruses, these are the things that you will need to do. And of course, vitamin D will rank at number one. And it was particularly obvious during COVID when we saw where you guys here in the UK and other parts of Europe and North America were suffering. And we in Jamaica had very few deaths despite having no medication and no vaccines available for many years. And one of the reasons was that you have winters where you don't get vitamin D from the sun. And that's something that's going to be important. And we'll get into that later on in our series. If you have bacterial infections, this is how you treat and prevent them. And we're just giving an overview now. God has provided for us natural remedies, foods, herbs that are designed to make our bodies function well. And you're going to learn how to use them. There are going to be demonstrations where you will come, Ruth, right? And I'll show you how to make home remedies from these things to treat yourself and your children. You can't miss those. Fungi, one of the most important organisms in this category is called Candida. You women would call it yeast. It causes so many problems, and you're going to learn how to get rid of it out of your body. Yes? Starting tomorrow with the challenge. The challenge comes with a detox, and that will help you to get rid of yeast from your body. You'll learn how to make the Dr. T natural penicillin. That's on screen. You'll get that in your handout. That was a remedy that was beamed across the world in COVID. Millions of people saw this recipe and used it. Very proud of that. Another common cause of ill health is poor diet. And I dare say that most of us are sick with chronic illnesses because we have moved away from what God prescribed in Genesis as our perfect diet. We have moved away from food to what I call food-like products. Things that look like food, smell like food, taste like food, but it's not really food. They come in beautiful packages. They have long shelf lives. They have a long list of ingredients. You know what I'm talking about. On top of the list, though, is something that might alarm you. Grains. Now, grains have been the basis of human existence for centuries. From Bible days, people ate wheat and barley and rice. But something has gone wrong. And this one is going to shock you, and you're going to learn about this in the challenge. Something has gone wrong. In the last maybe 100 years, we have decided as human beings that how God made certain foods isn't perfect for us. We're going to make them a little more perfect. We're going to make them have more starch. We're going to make the wheat have more gluten so it can be more stretchy and the breads can be a little more spongy. We're going to spray them with Roundup to make them dry so they have longer shelf lives and bacteria doesn't grow on these foods. We're going to process and ultra-process them. And so grains, which include wheat, rice, corn, oats, has come into the category of unhealthy foods because of what we have done to them. And in this day and age, in Britain and across the world, you're going to get sicker and sicker if you continue to consume these foods. Yes. So you're wondering what to eat. Do not miss any presentation. That's what I'm here to tell you. All right. Sugar. You all know this is bad. You just don't know how bad it is. So if you look at any country in the world, you look at the top three causes of death. You'll see heart disease, you'll see stroke, you'll see cancer on the list. Way up. These are diseases caused by sugar. Why? It's very simple, and I'll explain right now. When you consume sugar, it goes into your bloodstream. Your body responds by producing insulin. The more sugar you consume, the higher insulin goes up. After having repeated bouts of high insulin, it becomes resistant to insulin. We call it insulin resistance. That is the basis of high cholesterol, atherosclerosis, high blood pressure, diabetes. Diabetes is insulin resistance. So sugar causes insulin resistance that causes the top three causes of death. So I have this term, and you know the term. It's called temperance. It's a T in New Start. You've heard of it, right? Temperance means the moderate use of that which is good and abstaining from that which is bad. Not the moderate use of that which is bad. We don't drink a little bit of alcohol, do we? Because it's bad. Smoke a little bit of cigarette? No. This is we don't use a little bit of sugar either because it's bad. So I'm going to be very hard on you this 2 weeks. You're gonna not like me so much, but then you're going to love me at the end. Right? So we don't do sugar. It is worse than cigarette smoking. Yes. On here you have processed meats. The WHO released a study about 6 years ago that placed processed meats as a class one carcinogen, meaning that it has been proven to cause cancer. And there are three things in class one: alcohol and cigarette, and now processed meats like sausages that we give our kids. Research it. Everything I tell you here, you can find research data to back it up. There's nothing you're making up. I've spent years studying this, so you can go and research and ask your doctor. Check on the internet. Farm-raised meats, GMO foods, we'll talk about that. And I'll give you the list later on. And you'll be surprised to find out that something that we love as Adventists is GMO. Can anybody guess what it is? Yep. 95% of the soy in the world today is a genetically modified food, and now on my list is in the bad list. So yes, you're not going to like me very much today. That's okay. but I'm going to teach you what you're supposed to be consuming in 2025. Amen? All right? Seed oils. So there are lots of foods that I'm going to teach you that you're going to avoid, and you're going to be healthier for it. Processed meats, some reasons why you shouldn't eat them. And this is just a pictogram of the research I was telling you about that shows in class one, you have processed meats that causes cancer. Yeah? And these are bacon, salami, but we don't consume the bacon and so on, but we do consume the sausages. GMO foods, that will be in your handout. And we see them there, soy, sweet corn, rice, tomatoes. Not every tomato, but we're going to be using the organic ones, of course. If you want to do a little extra reading, here are some books that I did some research from to help me prepare for this series. And here are some other books that you may be familiar with. So we're going to be using information from these books and many others. This one here is for free. So you need to grab a copy outside today. And if you don't have one, if you have one already, give it to a friend. These books are life-changing. So what do you eat? Quickly. Now you're going to learn how to make this. Now this has been my breakfast 5 days a week for the last maybe 3-4 years. And I feel amazing every single day. Can I tell you? I'd love for you to feel like me every day. I'm going to show you how. So these are what I eat. Yes, I know in Jamaica we have lots of beautiful foods that you may not have here. I'm going to teach you how to make these things. And I know the kids are going to love this one. Where is it? All right. This is a chia pudding. So all these things I'm going to teach you how to make. But especially, I'm going to make for you a raw carrot cake. Do you think you'll enjoy that? Yes. This is organic, no sugar ice cream. Yeah, made from coconut cream and ripe bananas and whatever flavoring. Yeah, this is some coconut yogurt with fruits. So we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to teach you. So don't worry when I take away some bad food from you. I'm going to give you something even better. All right, are you ready? All right. So diet is very important. And so we're saying avoid the sugars, even the honey, even this cocaine-like substance, which is actually sugar. Avoid the grains. Usually I tell people what to avoid first, and then but I told you what to eat. We're going to learn how to do fasting. Now, fasting is a scary topic for some people. It was scary for me too. And I actually taught people about fasting without doing it myself. In the first series I did, Pastor, I challenged my audience to do fasting. And one gentleman who was the first elder at the time at Benon took it seriously. And he did a 14-day fast, cold turkey. And his tummy went from out here to flat, 14 days. He didn't tell me, he told his testimony at the end of the series. It's about 5 years ago, my first health series. And even then, I couldn't muster the courage to do a long fasting. I thought I was going to die. But then, I mustered the courage and I did it. Can I tell you, it was amazing. My life changed after doing 3 days of just water. I gained control over my appetite. My confidence went up. I got more energy. I started sleeping better. And most importantly, I did not die. So I'm going to give you a taste of fasting in the next 14 days. Are you willing to take it on? Just one day. 24 hours. Just water. Can you do it? Yes, of course. You know, the longest fast in the Bible was by Moses. Maybe you didn't think about it that way. Moses went up into the mountain for how long? 40 days. Yes, and when he came back, what did he see? They were sacrificing to an idol. He got upset, broke the commandments, and what did he do after that? Went back up to the mountain for 40 more days of fasting. 80 days, check it out. And Moses, the Bible says in Deuteronomy, lived until he was what? 120 years old. His eyes were not dim, neither his physical forces abated. And I believe the fast has something to do with it. Yep. Deficiencies is another reason why we're sick, and there are so many of us that are deficient in nutrients. I'm watching the time. I want to be invited back, so I'm going to be very careful with the time here. In Jamaica, we go all 1 hour, 2 hour past, so we'll talk. People say, amen, we'll just go and talk. Your body requires 90 essential nutrients to survive. You'll get that in your handout. You need 60 minerals, 3 fatty acids, 16 vitamins, and 12 amino acids. Your body needs these in the right amounts every single day. And if you get these, based on God's prescription, you will avoid getting sick. You'll live very long without medication. Most of us aren't getting these in the right amounts and aren't getting them every day. I'm going to show you how to get these into your body to give your body the raw material it needs to stay well. Your body knows how to keep you healthy. You know that, right? Your body knows how to repair your joints and your heart and blood vessels. Your body wants to repair. It just needs the right environment and the raw material. This is a graph that shows some interesting facts. Over here, we have different nutrients. And this is 1900. And over the past 100 years, we have seen a gradual reduction in the different nutrients in the soil. And that is as we see farming being mechanized, fertilizers being introduced, pesticides and herbicides and fungicides being introduced to kill bacteria in the soil. This coincides with the drop in the minerals in the soil. And where does the apple and banana get their minerals from? From the soil. And if it's not in the soil, it's going to happen. You're going to have an apple that's not the same as it was 100 years ago. Hence why you may be eating healthy food and you're still deficient. And in that time, we have seen a rise of GMO crops. And based on how they're farmed, makes the problem even worse. And so we're seeing 21% of population in the U.S. deficient in selenium. 48% of persons deficient in vitamin C. Calcium, 70%. Folate, 75%. 80% of persons in the U.S. are deficient in vitamin E. And in the U.K., this is U.K. statistics now, 74% of persons have deficient or inadequate levels of vitamin D. This is important. Now, of all the vitamins that your body needs, vitamin D is the most important. Let me say that again. Of all the vitamins your body needs, vitamin D is the most important. It's so important that your body makes it. It's the only vitamin your body makes. All the others you have to get from food, but God could not leave it to chance. He put within your body the ability to make vitamin D because you literally cannot function well without it. Vitamin D is not just a vitamin, it's a hormone. It's made from cholesterol in your skin. And we'll talk about that. You need cholesterol to make vitamin D, right? And it is made with the combination of cholesterol in your skin and sunlight. Very important. And that vitamin does something that no other vitamin does. It can go through the cell membranes of your cell, go through the nuclear envelope of the nucleus in your cell, and enters the nucleus and interacts with your DNA. It can turn off and turn on over 600 genes in your body. It turns off disease-causing genes that prevent diseases and turns on good longevity and disease prevention genes. Vitamin D controls your DNA. So imagine if you're low, you're going to be turning on bad genes and turning off good genes. Can you see how important this is? So it's not just for calcium absorption into your bones. That's like 1% of what it does. This is essential to disease prevention, cancer prevention. Vitamin D is essential. And in the UK, 74% of persons are low. So we need to talk about this, right? We need to fix this. That's why I'm here. Many of us are low in iron, and that will cause a multiplicity of problems, which we learn about. Many of us are low in zinc, especially men. It's important for your prostate. Zinc is essential to produce testosterone. It's important for your sperm. For women, it's important for your immune system, for your skin and hair. Very important. And when you are low in zinc, you're going to have a number of different problems, including immune system issues and breast cancer. Yes, could it be that your friend's breast cancer was because she was low in something that she needed and they got chemotherapy and radiation, which if she had been sufficient, she would have gotten cancer and needed all of those treatments. So many diseases that we suffer from are avoidable if we learn what we are to do. So I've decided that this is what I want to spend the rest of my life doing. Educating people, not just treating sickness, helping you not to get sick in the first place. Selenium, another important nutrient. Talk about that later on. Vitamin D, we just spoke about that one. So I'll give you a little secret, which you'll get in the challenge. So I'm giving a little secret that I shouldn't give you now. But many of you use salt every day at home, right? Yeah, of course. Which you should. Salt is essential. So anybody who is telling you to avoid salt, that's bad advice. Your body absolutely needs salt every single day. Yes? You've heard of stomach acid. It's called hydrochloric acid. The chloride from that comes from sodium chloride, which is salt. So to make acid to digest your food, you need sodium chloride. Yes, you've heard of something in your body called a brain. You've heard of nerves. Have you heard of that? That new organ they found, yes? Your brain communicates by sending electrical signals through your neurons. And these signals are sent by the influx and exchange of sodium and potassium ions. That's how you think and speak and move. So salt is needed for you to have a functioning brain. Those electrical wirings in your brain that carry signals, they have to be insulated, just like this. They have a little plastic on them. It's called a myelin sheet. It's made from omega-3. Yeah, that's why you need omega-3. So many of you, though, consume salt that contains sodium and chloride, and maybe they're fortified with iodine. That's the standard salt that you get. But then there are some other salts that you may have heard about. So there's this one they call the pink Himalayan salt. This one they call the Celtic sea salt. These don't contain 2 or 3 minerals. They contain 60 to 80 minerals in small amounts. And so these provide the ability now for you to make sure that you're getting all your minerals every single day. So when Sabbath is over, if you don't have it at home, you're going to need to go to the supermarket to buy some pink salt this evening, because it's needed for the challenge tomorrow. You're going to be putting it in your water to drink. That's part of the challenge. Yes? So you need to go buy pink Himalayan salt or Celtic sea salt.
this evening after Sabbath, if you don't have it. It's so important that I brought mine from Jamaica. I did not leave it to Ruth to buy it for me. I brought my pink salt and Celtic sea salt from Jamaica on my travels, Pastor. I cannot leave home without it. B12, talk about that later on. Now, in trying to make sure that you are nourished properly and your body has all the nutrients, I rely on what we call superfoods. So there are some foods that are ordinary and there are some foods that are extraordinary, right? And these extraordinary foods are so because they have lots of different nutrients in large amounts. And so I'm going to teach you what these are and how to use them. Things like spirulina, yes, and pomegranate and pumpkin seeds and chia seeds and goji berries, ginger and turmeric and blueberries, which I had this morning for my breakfast. These are foods that are rich in nutrients that you're going to be feasting on to make sure that you get enough of the nutrients you need, things that your toast doesn't have in it. For the next 14 days, we're not going to have any toast. Some people just dead, Pastor. Yep. Superfoods on the screen. So, you need to go get some aloe vera this evening too. Whether it be the juice or the raw one, because that's going to be part of your detox. So, you need aloe vera. And Root brought mine last night. Aloe vera. To make sure that you get your detox done. So we're going to learn that. There are things that are in your food that you shouldn't be having. And these things are in the food, so the food will taste better, look better, have a brighter color, last longer on the shelf. They call them preservatives and additives and taste enhancers. And they are hidden under various names, and some of the names you can't even call. And they were never ordained by God to be taken into your body. They not just stress your liver and kidneys, they poison your detox pathways, they poison your energy producing pathways, they poison your neurons. But they taste good, they taste so good. Smells so nice. How can I resist? So there are these foods that, you know, will have all these things in there. And there are cosmetics and personal care products and all of these things that you're going to learn how to get rid of or reduce at minimum the toxin burden in your body. You know, you're breathing air right now. You got to take in some toxins. There's car exhaust. So we can't avoid these completely. But we can be aware and we can reduce. Amen? Yes. And I put it to you that God wants you to be healthy, right? And he made things to make you healthy. And he did not make these things. He did not put these things in the air for you. Somebody else did, but it's not God. If you were listening to the lesson this morning, maybe you have a clue who did. Did you enjoy the lesson today? Yes. Yes, so there's a clue there as to maybe who is behind all of these things. And just like Eve, he was able to trick her to believe that what he was saying was something good and it would benefit her. Yes, it tastes good. Of course. Of course. You know, these different fast food joints and different, you know, products, they taste good. And the devil is saying, look upon it, man. Look at how pretty the package is. Look at the things it contains. You can buy one packet, it lasts you a couple of weeks. You don't have to go buy every day, you know. And you say, all right, I'm going to try it out. And it tastes good for you. Yes, and so you get hooked. So the devil is playing the same trick on us over and over again. And some of you now believe and start, believe that these things are good and you can't do without them. You have convinced yourself that these are essential. My kids have to have these in their lunch kits. Otherwise, how are they going to survive?
And stress causes us to be sick. You're winding down, learning a lot. Stress in the immediate time period that's short term may be good. Yes, if you have an exam coming up and you have 24 hours to study and want to get some energy to stay up all night to study, stress helps with that. Yeah, you know, if you see, you know, your child in an accident or in an emergency, you have to rush and do something spectacular to save them, that's the effect of stress hormones, and that's very useful in the short term. But when you're stressed chronically, your body resources gets used up and you get depleted. So chronic stress becomes a disease. Skip that one. And so what we find, though, is that stress, when it becomes chronic, begins to affect your DNA. Yes, it affects how your body's instructions are given and are read. It's the mechanism by which stress affects you. And so you may be born with tendencies. So your grandmother and grandfather and your mother and father may have high blood pressure. And you may think that it's inevitable that you are going to get it. No. Your environment, especially stress, is going to determine whether or not these bad genes you've inherited gets expressed. And they express themselves in different ways. Ellen White says, the creator of man has arranged the living machinery of our bodies. Every function is wonderfully and wisely made, and God has pledged himself to keep this human machinery in healthful action if the human agent will obey his laws and cooperate with God. Every law governing the human machinery is to be considered just as truly divine origin in character and importance as the word of God. Do you believe that? Every careless, inattentive action, any abuse upon the Lord's wonderful mechanism by disregarding his specified law in human habitation is a violation of God's law. We may behold and admire the work of God in the natural world, but the human habitation is the most wonderful. Your body that you own, free and clear, is God's most amazing creation. There's nothing on this earth as complex as you. There's no computer. Even the AI models are not as complex and has the ability that your brain has. And we need to learn how to use our brains better. I'm getting to a particular slide. In your body, there are about 50 trillion cells that make up your skin, heart, lungs, kidney, liver. Inside of each of these cells, you have about 6 feet of DNA in every single cell. 6 feet of DNA in every single of those 50 trillion cells. It's amazing that God could pack so much into such a small space. It's done using something that you may think man invented. So you've seen those spools of thread that you used to sew or you used to knit. Yes, and the thread is wrapped up tightly. You thought that's an amazing way that we could pack a lot of length into one small package. But that was not man's invention. Inside your cell, in your DNA, that's how God packed 6 feet of DNA into every single cell. They are wound up on spools that we call histones. That's in you. In every single cell, your DNA is wrapped up, tightly coiled. Yeah? And when it's wrapped up, it's said to be off. It can't be read. For you to read the DNA, to make the proteins, your cells have a machine that unwraps it, lengths it out, so you can read a portion of it at a time to make a particular protein. Now, how they're coiled, how they're read is something that you can adjust. So, for example,
by exercising, you can tightly coil, wrap up permanently genes that cause cancer and keep them off. And what's amazing is that you can pass on. So if you're a mother or a prospective mother and you exercise and you wrap your DNA a certain way, you can pass that trait on to your child. So the habits in your life that you practice can be passed on to your children through what we call epigenetics. So it's not just what's on the DNA, it's how they're coiled. And your habits can coil or uncoil them. And you can pass on those to your kids, down to the 10th generation. So habits and mannerisms that you have would have been passed on to you through generations. And you can continue to build on those by having healthy habits and pass them on to the next generation. So it's not okay for you to live any or anyhow, especially if you want to have a picnic. Be careful what you do in your body, because what you do in those teenage and early 20s are going to be passed on to your kids. All right. And this may be diseases that you may pass on. We're going to skip quickly to the end here. I want to say something really important. All right. Now, the CDC and Kaiser Institute released a study that they call it Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, ACE study. And they found that children who underwent or were exposed to adverse childhood experiences were at increased risk of having problems in later life, chronic illnesses. And the abuses included physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, neglect, physical neglect or emotional. They lived with an adult who was a drug abuser, lived with an adult who had mental illnesses, if there were witnesses to domestic violence, if they had adults in life that went to prison, or parents that were separated, all of these were experiences that predicted the life of the child. And the more of these, so each of these, if you have them, you get one for a score. My score was 7. My score was 7. If you had a score of 4 or more, yeah, you had high risk, actually 60% increased risk of lung cancer, ischemic heart disease, obesity, and depression by having adverse childhood experiences. If you had 4 or more, you were 3 times more likely to commit, 12 times more likely to commit suicide, had bad behavior, bad stress response. Chronic illnesses, obesity, heart disease, lung cancer, even hypertension and diabetes are caused by things that happened in your childhood. But just as how they can be caused, they can be reversed. Amen. And thank God that he helped me. Because when I think about my early life, what I was exposed to, I could have been somebody completely different. But I met Jesus. I met Jesus, and that changed my life. We found key to reversing your bad childhood experience is to accept and forgive those who hurt you. You know, I meet 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds who are still suffering from the trauma of their childhood. In Chinese medicine, the breast is said to be the organ of emotion. And they believe that breast cancer is the result of deep emotional hurts that have not been forgiven.
And I've proven it to be quite likely. Many women I see who have breast cancer can recount significant relationship trauma, bad breakups, being cheated on, and they hold it in their hearts, never letting it go, and it manifests as disease. It is said that unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the person who hurt you to die. So that's number one, forgive. That's what we're going to do today. Two, talk to God, meditate and pray. And let the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your heart and mind. And finally, surrender to God all the pain and hurt. He says in the song, "Come unto me, all ye are weary and heavy laden, I will give you rest." Another song says, "Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer." So, at the end now, I invite you to just meditate on the words you've heard and make a decision right now to stop being sick or stop being on the road to sickness. It is God's wish that you are healthy physically, mentally, and spiritually. And Jesus is here in this series with us. He's passing by and he's inviting you to just touch the hem of his garment and you may be made whole. Pastor, we're going to be singing the closing hymn, after which I'll invite everybody for a special prayer as we kick off our series to transform each and every life right here in Watford.